This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1051. IELTS was Nikolai's ticket to his best life.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll meet Nikolai, who passed IELTS with an 8.5 and moved to Canada. Find out how he managed to change his life and what getting past IELTS has allowed him to do. Get inspired to go after your dreams just like Nikolai. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and IELTS Energy TV subscribers, because this is also on YouTube. It's not Aubrey I'm talking to today. It is an amazing, amazing human who is past IELTS, who is living the life that he wants. Nikolai, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hey, Jessica. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. I'm so excited. Let's do it. Let's record.
So you had mentioned that it's been a while since even thought about IELTS, right? So can you give us a little background first about when you took IELTS? How many times did it take? What scores did you get? And then, listeners, that's when we'll get to the good stuff, when you can be inspired by Nikolai's story of what is his life like now? What is possible after this silly exam? So, Nikolai, give us some IELTS background first.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, like, as you can tell, I'm not an English native speaker. And of course, I had a moment that I was thinking, like, what do I do? I was in my 30s already. And I was thinking, like, what do I do next? Like, what is my, you know, future journey and everything with career, with, you know, everything. And it just was like, yeah, you know what? I've been thinking about immigrating or maybe like going abroad, maybe to work or something like that. And I come from Russia, so it's like a little different. You kind of like, you get a lot of opportunities, but at the same time, it comes with strings attached, like, if you know what I mean. But anyway, so of course, like, of course, I wanted something bigger, like to go somewhere and explore world and everything. Sure. And and IELTS exam was something that basically you need to do first place. Like, yeah, that's like, if you're go, especially I was at that moment. Yeah, like I've been thinking of maybe three countries. Like, it's Canada, definitely. Well, you know, it's Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. It's easy as that. Like, it's just an open immigration stream and everything.
So the United States was never part of that dream.
Unfortunately, you know, like,
it's tough.
You work a lot of international students and everything, but yeah, like, you know, getting to the US, even to work, is basically connected to a lot of different troubles. Like,
and
especially if you get a job offer. And have you heard, like, they only recently introduced this, like, whatever lottery, even with visas, like working visas.
Yeah.
So it was a no-no. And I was like, no, it's not going to happen. Let's just chill out and figure something else out. And this is when Canada came into mind.
Yeah, and, for sure. And like all three of those country choices you mentioned, they all require IELTS if you want to actually like permanently reside there in any capacity, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. And Canada required and still requires IELTS, a general test, like general exam. Mm-hmm. And I was starting looking into that. My English wasn't bad at that time. It was okay. But and first time, like, it was so funny because I decided, like, oh, you know what? Like, I know something. Like, I will just read about it, like, a little bit. Sure. And just take my chances, you know, take, like, my first attempt and everything. And I took that test and it wasn't extremely bad, but it was way below that I needed, especially in writing. So, in like, to go to immigrate to Canada, there are a few different things you would like to look at. And one of those, especially if you're outland, as myself, I was an outland, and I needed, I think it's called adaptability or something like that. So this is what they give you for extra special scores on IELTS exam when you get 7, 7, 7 and 8. So you get like 8 for listening and 7 for everything else.
Right.
And you can't get below any of those, like any of those. And I got like 6.5 for writing and everything else didn't matter. So, it's like,
so okay. let me stop you there real fast, because a lot of people listening will... your story will resonate with them. There's millions of people out there that think, you know what? My English is okay. Like, this is just a test. I'm fine. I could do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read some things on IELTS.org and look at some forums and some quizzes and blah. Rarely is that enough to get really high scores, right?
Yeah.
Because again, guys, IELTS is not real life. It's not English in daily life.
No.
You're not talking to a coworker. You're not watching a sitcom. You have to prepare specifically for this unique exam, right? It's not TOEFL. Is that right? Like, it's special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you did your best and you're like, well, I need some help. And then help. I believe that's when you got into Three Keys IELTS, right?
Yeah. So I started listening to you guys like on your podcast and reading materials and everything. So it got me, like, I got deeper into the idea of IELTS and how to, you know, go around, like how to actually get into the materials, like how to not trick, but basically get the idea of the test, because it's about testing. Like, it's a, like, yeah, think of it as a game. Basically, you need to know the rules. Like, you need to follow the rules.
That's a great way to put it, though. And I think that's the best way to start the IELTS journey, right? Not not starting by paying for an exam and not getting those scores.
No.
Not that. But starting by just learning about the exam itself. Right? Because we need context, we need rules, we need hints about strategies. We need to know what we're missing in order to know how we're going to get to our goal, right? And how do you know what you don't know? Like, you can't.
And so that was a huge waste of money in the beginning, of course. Like, okay, well, I just, whatever, $500 or whatever it costs.
Oh my God, it's like, so crazy expensive.
Like, sure, yeah, why not? And luckily, I was able to actually got introduced into your course. I checked it online and I started your course. And at that moment, it changed everything. So it wasn't like the, you know, crazy game changer in the beginning, because you have to not only, you know, get your course done and everything, the exercises, but I still, like, I remember that I would sign up for every second IELTS in my city at that moment, just, you know, to keep my pace. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, you actually need to work a little harder. Like, it's not enough. And I passed the whole course and I started practicing a lot. And that was also the key, because at that moment, I think all 11 books, I started from the book 6 of whatever Cambridge course,
Cambridge,
I mean? Yeah. And because back, like, 6 and 5 and 4, it's too old, outdated, don't use it anymore. But
actually, you know what? I'm going to disagree with you there, because,
really?
Yeah, the question types are essentially never change.
Question types, no. You know what I found, that the thing they changed, they actually limited the whole thing that you can get, like, two different answers. So they basically don't let you to argue in the beginning if you're not like, if your score is not great and you're thinking, oh, you know what, like I actually did great, but you don't know what I'm doing, like, and you don't know what you're doing, so like let me tell you, and then you go and dispute, and now they're kind of like erasing all those opportunities to dispute anything, so there are no like little things like two ways to answer the same question, you know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. So yeah, so IELTS sort of strict regulations become stricter over time. That is true, because IELTS will always keep introducing more ways to define things and student behavior, right?
For
that's
sure. Yeah,
that's part of the scoring system and sort of fine tuning that, but it makes it tougher on you guys for sure. Okay, so Nikolai,
yes,
in sum, you worked extremely hard. You spent so much time and resources, right, preparing and practicing for this exam. So ultimately, what were the scores that you got on like your final exam, last chance, here we go, what did you get?
Oh my God, yeah. So my last exam, I was actually so surprised because like at the moment that I, you know, the moment that I got to this final, you know, like I didn't know that it was final at that moment, but still like I was there and was like, oh my God, I can do it like just, you know, in my sleep. Like I know everything.
You had done these tests so many times. Yeah,
so many times. And that was my fourth attempt. So you can imagine like that was a lot. And so I got 9 for listening, 9 for reading.
Oh my gosh.
I got 8 for speaking and 7 for writing and 8.5 an overall score.
That is amazing. Oh my God. Okay. So let's sort of put this into context and then before moving on to the rest of the story, right? So guys, like, man, so we start off with a vague need to change your life in some way. And you're not even sure what that will look like, but you know you have to change it, right? For some people, it's a more defined goal, right? But it doesn't matter how defined it is. If you have the need to change your life, you have to listen to that, right? So you know this has to happen, and IELTS doesn't matter what the goal is, but IELTS is in the way of that goal.
Oh, yeah.
So you tried to overcome IELTS in a few different ways before discovering the path through, which was the course, learning everything about the exam, getting all the practice, essentially putting in the work, right? To get amazing scores, overall 8.5. Like that's incredible.
Yeah.
So you got that. And then you see these scores and you're like, okay, that part's done. Now what?
Yeah.
Right? So does it get easier after that? Like once you pass IELTS, you still need to do more to change your life. Like what did the rest of the process look like between IELTS and getting to where you are now?
Yeah. So I think I was never kind of like, I'm a, you know, go-getter in like in general. So I think at the same time, I already started, like I'd been working on my documents by that time. Like I've been like, you know, just like, it doesn't matter. Like IELTS is good. I'm going to do it. Like at some point it's going to be done. Yeah. And, but if I, you know, do it right away and then now what, like all the documents, I'm not doing anything. Like, do I have to restart the whole thing? Like it doesn't make sense. So yeah, I did everything simultaneously.
Okay.
But by the time I got over IELTS, I think everything was more or less okay and more or less prepared. So I just submitted the whole thing, like the whole profile. And it was incredibly, it was something that, you know, like something that was destined to happen. Like, I mean, it sounds funny, but it actually isn't, because if you look at the timeline when they approve cases, how do they like address the whole thing? Like they have different checks in the between, you know, stages of the process, you know, long story long, like you can get into
long
a year.
Story long. Like, I love it.
Like in a year long process or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was so fortunate to get my case approved in just less than 3 months. It was
incredible. That is really fast.
Really fast. Like, it was something just out of this world. And I was like, oh my God, this is happening. This is actually happening. And I got my all the papers. I got my at the end you get your confirmation of permanent residence, something like that. It's long paper, and everybody is like, "Oh my God, I got it!" And then it comes to the point that you have to actually travel to Canada and land as an immigrant, like a landed immigrant.
Well, you have to use that amazing paper that says you can live there.
Yeah, and then they just turn your paper in the permanent resident card, which is similar to green card in the US, which is great, and you get all the same opportunities that, you know, Canadian citizens get, except for voting, but I'm good with that, like, if that's okay.
you get the services and, like, the benefits of living there,
I know. Yeah, that's okay, like, yeah, I can wait for a little bit.
So, Nikolai, where did you end up? What city did you move to?
Hello, everyone. Just a quick reminder before you continue to be inspired by Nikolai. Guys, remember, you can also be done with IELTS and on to your dreams. We are here to help. Get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guys. We guarantee a score increase. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So I moved to Toronto. Toronto, Ontario. So yeah, like, this is one of the largest Canadian cities, and it's definitely all upbeat. You know, everything is moving. Well, you know, moving as it can be moving in Canada. So it's like, you know, just let's be real here. But anyway,
it's fast paced for Canada.
For Canada, but I mean, it's like, I find it, because I come from Moscow, you know, it's a city of 20 million people. That's like insane. And
oh my God, I didn't know it was that huge. Dang.
Oh yeah. It's a lot. And here, of course, it's definitely different and way slower. But at the same time, like, I'm in my, I'm turning 36, like, in 10 days or 12 days or whatever. So at this point, it's like, you know what? I can live with that. Like, I don't need 20 other, you know, million people around me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Yeah. All that traveling and crazy stuff that I did in my 20s, I'm so glad I did it back then, because I don't want to do those things now. I like being peaceful. Okay, so you're in Toronto. How long have you been there at this point?
So now it's been almost 2.5 years. So it's not too long, but it's something. When I just came here, at some point, I think in 3 or 4 months, I started my job, and I started just as an administrative personnel in a furniture store. It was like pretty, it was decent. It was kind of basic, but it was decent, and I was good with that. And in 6 months, I became an operations manager, who I am right now.
That's awesome! Congratulations! Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Quite a journey, but yeah, like, it's still like in this moment when you have to say, like, this is something that was supposed to happen. Like, otherwise, like, you know, it's just, it doesn't go that well in so many people. But yeah, it's just, I was, well, not just lucky because I worked hard for it. Yeah. But of course, I got some, you know, luck in this as well.
We need both. You can't have one without the other. Like you said, we know a lot of people that work hard and they don't get the breaks. Their life doesn't end up where they want it to. But right? Like, you have to have, sometimes the universe just has to tell you, like, no, this is the way that it's supposed to happen. This is your direction. You made the right choice, right? Nikolai, I also heard that you have a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty recent. You know, like,
cool.
Again, like, who knew? Last time we spoke, that was like, you know, we've never heard of this pandemic situation ever.
Oh, I know.
All this, so it's like, it's just whatever, like, you know, flu is nothing, blah, blah, blah. And now we're over the global pandemic. And Ontario is only moving out of whatever red zone or something. Like, we're basically still in lockdown and we're moving out of lockdown only this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It is amazing to me the difference in geographical location. I talk to friends even just in different parts of America.
I know.
And it's like the pandemic never happened for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's all location dependent. It's very
really,
weird.
Really weird. And again, like, you know, we're in Canada, so we're Canadians. We had to apologize first, you know, in front of all of the countries, and then to say sorry. And then we purchased finally a lot of vaccines and now we're administering. But again, like, we need to take our time. So
I love Canada. I love Canada for so many reasons. Okay, so what is your podcast about?
Yeah, so in the midst of pandemic, I realized that I'm not only, you know, about my career and goals and everything, so I also, we, as a lot of us, we started thinking, oh, you know, like, what I'm actually dreaming about, like, what is my dream job? What is my something that I'm passionate about? Because you get stuck in your home and with your work and everything is blended together. And like, well, what is...
Not just that, we have been stuck with ourselves.
Ourselves, yeah.
Right? And yeah, for so many people, myself included, right? The past year has offered a lot of reflection on what is my purpose? What do I want to do?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
and
you decided
this is the moment. Yeah, like, this is the moment I started, like, I kind of called one of my girlfriends from Russia. This podcast isn't Russian and it's about basically career changes, transformations, about self-growth and like building your inner self and your inner power. And it's really nice because I just called my friend and she was and she's still is like, she works as a psychologist, like, does you know, sessions and everything. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I have this amazing idea. I know nothing about podcasting, but like, this is the moment when I think it's the right moment to start. Like, you know, because I feel like I want to speak up, like, about something that I'm passionate about. And it turned out to be really great. We recorded the first season. It was really nice. And lots of people got inspired. I got a lot of feedback. Yeah.
Okay. So just real fast, it's in Russian, right?
It's in Russian.
It's in Russian. Okay. So I know we have a lot of Russian listeners, though. So tell us how they can find your podcast.
Oh, yeah. So it's called Alter Ego. So it's
Name is English.
It's basically the same in Russian. It's just spells different, but like, it sounds pretty much the same, and you can find it in both alphabets. So it's right there. And it's about all career transformations is the number one that I was thinking and, you know, talking about. And the other thing that also moved me forward with this podcast, because I realized, you know what, like, I've been thinking that I need to get into kind of training because I have a really nice, like, corporate business background. Okay. I was like, yeah, you know, I know a lot about that, but I don't want to just borrow, you know, like, all the experience and all the knowledge. And I got into coaching, like, slowly, and it started progressing. And my podcast, and just yesterday, it's so funny to tell you because it happened just yesterday. Somebody reached me from Russian chapter of International Coaching Federation, which is out there, and they know about me because I also a member. And it was like, oh, you know what? Like, we have lots of volunteers, we have lots of resources to deliver, you know, promotions, media, and everything, but we don't have a podcast, really.
Oh my gosh! So, are they going to adopt your current podcast, or are you going to do a new one for them?
See, like, I mean, it's so crazy. So yeah, like,
that is so cool.
Yeah. So I will, because the second season I started as interviews and I got so many, the people I know basically, but from the coaching world and coaches with, you know, like, thousands of hours of coaching and, you know, business development and everything. And I invited them for my podcast. We interviewed and they kind of like, you know what, this is really usable. And you only have to change the beginning and the ending, you know what I mean, the music and everything. And then we can even release it. And like, congrats, you're an official voice of ICF, like International Coaching Federation Russia chapter. Can you believe that?
Congratulations, thank you. That's so awesome. So,
yeah.
What I want students to take away from this is, and you know, it's funny because this really is something that I've been talking a lot with my own friends about lately. Mm-hmm. If you seek after your goals, if you seek after ways to change your life in positive ways, and it is hard work, these aren't easy changes, right? And
not.
You're following your interests, your passions, even if you don't know why, right? Yeah. I want to move to Canada. I'm not sure why, but I know I should be there. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to start a podcast. I don't know where it will go, but I want to do this. If we build up these positive actions in our life, guys, the luck, right? The reward will find you. And I honestly do believe that if you put out 100%. Your like genuine effort into the world, like working so hard to pass IELTS, like everyone listening, hopefully is doing right now, working very hard. If you go through these actions, right? Put your heart into the work, into change, into following your interests, your passions. You know what? You don't know where that will go. That's okay. But you're going to get somewhere amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree. And I can't even agree more on this, because this is something that I, you know, still learning and still discovering and get my confirmations. Like every single time. But if you're determined enough, if you're passionate about something that you only think that, well, maybe that's a good idea to move to Canada, maybe it's a good call, I don't know for sure, but like, and I mean, until you figured it all out, you can actually do something. And like, it doesn't matter if you go to Canada, if you go to another country, or if you just get your IELTS exam done and something comes up, you get a whatever, you know, job offer from abroad, here you go, it's done. And I'm sure that lots of you guys are struggling with IELTS and it's so annoying. And sometimes you lose your whatever it lasts, or like you just drop all the energy on trying to figure out those, you know, exams and those tests. But let me tell you, it's gonna happen. Like, it's gonna come, because it's totally doable. Like, it doesn't even, like, this exam is just, just think of it as a game. This is just a game, and you only need to find the way how to solve it. That's
totally it. You need to learn the rules and practice, like in a game.
Sure.
That's it. Learn the rules and practice. You know what, listeners, I know you know this, but I'm gonna remind you, we can teach you all the rules and give you all the practice you need. Check out 3 Keys IELTS, guys. We have 4 different options: academic, general. And you can choose, guys, do you want to do the paper version or the computer delivered version? Because you need to practice exactly what you'll do on test day. So that's why we have all the options you need, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and check out the 3 Keys IELTS success system. But if you only take away one thing today, I want you to take away some inspiration and hopefully some motivation to follow your heart. And keep in mind Nikolai's story, because this is completely 100% true and possible for everyone out there. So Nikolai, thank you so much for taking the time
to
chat. So great.
All right.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Nikolai. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.